Then it became time to file for office. We hadn't had a Republican county attorney in long, long years around here. So I got a hold of the county chairman, who's a friend of mine, Republican county chairman, and he thought that I ought to go ahead and run for county attorney. So I filed for county attorney against a hometown boy. He had been here in this county all of his life. I had only been here 7 months.
What was his name?
Jim Laughlin.
What year and how old are you then when this happened?
At that time, That was in 1954. I was 28 when I filed.
So you're 28 years old when you filed for county attorney.
We had a spirited race, and I found out that I kind of liked that politics business. I've always liked people. I like getting to meet a lot of people. But I knew I had an uphill fight because I was running against a hometown boy. My mother-in-law, she and my father-in-law lived in Bartlesville. He was in the oil business, worked for Jones and Laughlin Steel Company. He was a manager of the Bartlesville office. They had oil field supplies, pipes, and so forth. He'd been here quite a while, and they knew a lot of people. They were both very gregarious people. So my mother-in-law made a list of everyone she knew in Washington County, and she ended up with a list of more than 1,000 names. All summer long, prior to the November election, she would write a little note, said, "Dear Sally and George, our son-in-law, Denny Garrison, is a lawyer, a graduate of the University of Oklahoma Law School. We would certainly appreciate if you could see your way clear to support him. We think he'd make a good county attorney." She wrote 1,000 of them in longhand, and she worked on it all summer long, into the fall. 1 week before the election, she put those 1,000 letters in the mailbox, which she, of course, paid for, and there were a lot of stamps involved with 1,000 letters.
A lot of licking.
Yeah. And when those hit, my opponent never did realize what hit him. I won the race by 1,100 votes. Now, I've always thought that those letters did it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law did it, and I'll always have a warm spot in my heart for her.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason and lots of others.
You served as county attorney for 2 years.
Yeah. Then we had two legislators in Washington County, and each one of them ran countywide. Carl Statz, S-T-A-A-T-S, was really a fine man. He was a wealthy, independent oil man, and he had a lot of shallow production. This is a shallow production area up here. 600 feet deep, they started getting oil. He had gone to the legislature and made a very good House member, but it was time for him to quit, he thought. He came to me and he said, "I'm not going to run for re-election. I'm not going to tell anybody but you for a while. I want you to run for my seat." And I said, "Well, let me talk it over with my wife." I'd made up my mind I was going to do it, but I went to see if she agreed with me, and she did. And my mother-in-law thought, "Here we go again." We had the two House seats. Of course, both of them, they was a two-year term. Carl Statz had one seat, and Clinton Beard had the other seat.
Was he a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
Both of them.
When the Democrats came along, they had four people who wanted to run for the legislature. And I thought, well, there'll be two of them file for one seat, two of them file for the other seat. But it ends up four of them file for Carl Statz's seat. Nobody filed against Clinton Beard. And I thought, now, what does that mean? And I thought and thought and thought about it, and I thought, somebody with quite a swing wants to go to the legislature. They don't want to have a race. They just want to have the office. And I thought, who could that be? Finally, it just hit me. I said, Bill Dungeness. That's who it is. I knew that he had gotten a hold of the Democrats and said, "All you all want to run, that's fine, but don't run for office number one because that's my office." Of course, he was very, very well off. And on the first day of filing, I just went down and filed in Oklahoma City. That night, I got a telephone call, and it's Bill Dungis. He was off in Milwaukee for some kind of a meeting. Say, he said, I just got a telephone call that said you'd file for the legislature. I said, yes, sir, I did. Well, he said, I don't know if you noticed it, but all those other boys are filing for the number two office. And he said, because they want me to go down there because they think that I can possibly be the governor someday. And I just wanted to talk to you to see if you really wanted to run. I knew just exactly what I was going to say. And I said, well, Mr. Dungis, you know, you wouldn't even have to raise a dime to run. Well, I'd have to go out and raise all the money. But I said, I really would think that I could handle that job down the legislature. And I guarantee you that we'll have a good, clean race. But I have filed. He said, you're not going to withdraw? And I said, no, sir. And he said, oh, let me call you back. He calls me back a short time, and he said, this is Bill Dungis. I've been thinking, he said, you're the type of guy that ought to be down there. And he said, I'm not going to run, and I wish you the best. I know you'll make a good legislator. And I said, thank you, Bill. I was right. I had the right guy figured.
The Dungis name we know in Tulsa for the car, is that where he made?
Father. He was a father.
Right. Did he make his money in automobiles, or was
it? Yeah.
All right.
He went to Oklahoma City University. He was a football player and an All-American in those days.